As you know, it's almost always Shabbat Shuvah. Occasionally, if there's a Shabbos in between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, it's the Shabbos in between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. Hazinu is the last Tochacha. Devarim ends Tocho Kisavo Etzovim Vayelech and Hazinu. Hazinu Hashemayim Vadabera Vasishma Ha'aretz Imrifi. And it's an interesting way. He's about to give them a whole mahalach of the future Jewish history. It says, Yarov kamota likhi tizal kadal katal imrosi kisirim alei deshe v'chervivim alei esef. The musa he's about to give them is like rain, like tal, and he begins that even though he's giving them Musa, Hatsur Tomim Po'olo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Tzur, strong, but Chazal tell us Tzur means the one Tzayor. He created the world, he designed the world, Tom and Paolo, and it's perfect. Tom and Paolo refers to two things. The way he runs the world is the Pashtus. Later on, the way he created the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with an incredible balance, with an incredible coordination of all aspects of the Bria. The universe, in all its vast things, is in an incredible equilibrium, so that if any process change, the whole thing falls apart. And that's Ta'amim Pa'olo. It's one complete, coordinated system of unbelievable, incredible complexity. It's perfect. So Ta'amim Pa'olo means the way he runs the world is Paul as Ta'amim. He called Rochav Mishpat. Anything that happens is Mishpat, is justice. Kelemuna vein Avel. Evil that exists in this world does not emerge from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're talking about Moshe Rabbeinu describing two separate things. The perfection with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in an unbelievably coordinated way, and the way he runs the world in an unbelievably coordinated way. Gemara Bava Metzia says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let's say a person is Chayav Misa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to take into consideration, is his wife deserving to become an almona? His children deserving to become Yosomim? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he runs this world, Mishpat does it also in an incredibly coordinated way so that everyone gets what he deserves. Tzadik means he fulfills everything he said he was going to fulfill. V'yoshar, and there's a yashus. Shiches lo, you'll say, he creates evil? Lo. It's not that. Barav mumon. Klal Yisrael, something goes wrong. Destroy themselves. It's interesting, Gemara and Megillah. The Gemara and Megillah says, when the Gemara wants to ask, why Klal Yisrael at the time of Mordechai and Esther were deserving of the gzeirah lahashmid, laharog, la'abed, as kol ha'yehudim. It says, Miman is lomin nischaivu sonehem shel Yisrael kliya. Why were the haters of Klal Yisrael deserving of being destroyed? Who are these sonehem shel Yisrael? Klal Yisrael themselves, when they act improperly, they cause their own problems, and Chazal talking with sonehem shel Yisrael. Dor ikei shel salto. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is straight. But when people deal with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a crooked way, so then it boomerangs in their face. They create their own weapons of destruction. Hal Hashem tignol zos. This is how you treat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Moshe Rabbeinu goes and says, Klal Yisrael has to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in two different ways. First, they relate to him as the one who created the entire world, the Tzur, and the world made incredible balance. And a world made everything runs down to the finest detail and being run hands-on by HaKadosh Baruch Hu according to justice. And in that, Klal Yisrael is no different than the other nations of the world. And that is, as we'll say in Rosh Hashanah, Kol Bnei Marim, all humanity is going to be judged this week. But then, Klal Yisrael has a different relationship. Klal Yisrael were taken out of Mitzrayim by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, treated as special, uplifted as special, dealt with as special. And this is the way you treat HaKadosh Baruch Hu after everything he did for you. Hal Hashem tigmul sam dovo v'lo chocham. Hal hu avicha konecha. And hu oscho v'yichon enecho. Says first of all, every person who oscho v'yichon enecho, and Chazal say an incredible thing on this. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the human being, he created the human being a sense of perfection. And the sense of perfection is that every aver and aver of the human being was made to be exactly fit what the human being needs. There's nothing extra. In the world of evolution, they talk about what they call vestigial organs. It means things that don't really belong in a human being, but they're remnants of evolution that they hung around the human being. I remember 50 years ago, they didn't understand how the spleen worked. So they were taking people's spleens out left and right because you really don't need your spleen. And just a remnant of an old bria, evolution. 50 years later, the the spleen is one of the most essential parts of human functioning. The arrogance of people, when they don't understand the part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Bria, to just dismiss it, without realizing every aspect of the human being was created in a specific way, thought through by HaKadosh Baruch Hu's infinite wisdom, made for that purpose, whether his physical well-being, for his spiritual well-being, to be able to fulfill the Torah in the ideal way. Schoyim Osolom, Binu Shnos Dor V'Dor. What is Jewish history about? Bahanchel El Yon Goyim, Hafrido B'nei Odom, Yatzev Gvulos Amim, L'Mispar B'nei Yisrael, Ki Chelek Hashem Amo, Yaakov Chevol Nachlosa. Chazal tell us an interesting thing. It's a marshal. It's a deep idea in this marshal. When Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world, there were going to be 70, 71, depends, there are nations in the world. And there were 70 angels, and each angel was given to be in charge of a different nation. When they came to Klal Yisrael, there's no angel left, so Kadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, I'm going to take them. What are Chazal trying to tell us? Every nation of the world functions according to certain rules. And they have a culture, and they function a certain way, they have ideas, they have goals, certain internal dynamic that determines the success of that nation. But then there's a nation, Klal Yisrael. And how that's run exclusively by their relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Germans do what's good for the Germans, and the English do what's good for the English, and the French do what's good for the French. And they have their own way of functioning, independent of anything that's built into their whole national identity. Klal Yisrael is different. Our identity comes from our relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is, when people try to find out, try to identify, in what way we're the same as every nation, they make a very basic error. The basic error they make is very simple. Basic error they make is thinking we're a nation like every other nation. It's not that we are one of 70, 71 nations, no. We're a very unique nation. Our being a nation is because of our keshe with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, Yimtzu'ehu Be'eretz Midbar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought us into the Midbar, means when he formed us into a nation, it wasn't attached to any piece of karka, of land. The Torah was given in the middle of a Midbar. And right there in the middle of that Midbar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Hayom niyesu la'om. Today you are a nation. Why? Because of the bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why it's so essential, the pasuk says. The French are a nation, but their whole national identity is tied into a piece of land. The English are a nation. Their national identity is tied into a piece of land. Etc., etc., etc. Our identity has nothing to do with land. We became a nation there in the Midbar at Har Sinai, where there's nothing. That's why we've been able to survive as a nation in Golos. Because our nationhood is based on Torah and a bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In Tzoel Be'eretz Midbar, V'sogu Gilel Yishimo, Yisav Venu Yivanonenu, Yitzrenu Kishoneno. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us there. Hashem Bodod Yanchenu, Vein Imo Kel Nechor. Hashem Bodod took care of us in the Midbar. And he showed us that there's no other power. He showed us for 40 years that there's no natural reason for our existence in the Midbar. There was no water, there's no food, there's no the weather, everything. Say, you exist because of me, and you will continue to exist because of me. And then he brought us to Eretz Yisrael. But that's not what gave us our identity. That was where we could have a natural life. We could have continued to exist in the Midbar. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu's desire is that we live as part of the world and we function as a nation. A bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to have a place to do it. At night, I go home to my home. But that's not who and what I am. That's just where I function. And he gave us everything. And here's the challenge. It's the challenge of Klal Yisrael. And where we have our seeds of destruction. Vayishma Yeshurun Vayivot. Shamanto Aviso Kosiso. Sometimes we develop too much self-confidence. And Kadosh Baruch Hu took care of us and showed us, I'm here with nothing. And I'm going to give you everything. And it's a matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Do you understand this matana of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You say, Kol chiv yotzim yod yotzli yasach ha'yotzim. Now, after a person will build a tremendous financial empire, to say, and nothing to do with me, it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a big nesayim. And to say it and really mean it is a big nesayon. And then to act on it is a big nesayon. And that nesayon is the nesayon where Klal Yisrael fails and falls. Vayishman Yeshurun Vayivot. They got fat and they kicked. And what did they begin doing? There are two ways of functioning. To say, well, the world isn't really controlled totally by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there are many other forces. And we're dealing with all these other forces, the economic forces, the military forces, and this and that. You can call Avodah Zarah by anything else. Avodah Zarah means one thing. Recognizing that something else is running the world except exclusive HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, and therefore, I don't have a choice. I mentioned last week, Avas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He has to punish us. U'chachmu yaskilu zos. People ask a question. The question was asked 3,500 years ago. Question, we had 6 million Jews. And how could they stand up to the Germans? So there are all these philosophies, these analyses. Pasuk says, How is it possible one can chase a thousand? Shnayim anisa ravava. The pasuk says, if you just look at Jewish history, Kadosh Baruch Hu destroys and enables us to rebuild. Look at Jewish history of the past 72 years. Went through the most devastating Churban imaginable. And go through history. History, very simple history of the world. No nation has ever survived without a land for 2,000 years as we have. No nation have people attempt to destroy it as they've attempted to destroy us. And what nation in the history of the world, after such a devastating Churban, within 70 years, take a look at Klal Yisrael worldwide. Their incredible success and how we built ourselves up as a Klal Yisrael, financially, politically, in every way. How long did it take the German people to build themselves up as a nation? How long did it take the French people? No one ever did this. L'chachmu yaskilu zos. Just look at history staring in your face. Kadosh Baruch Hu destroys, and then he enables you to rebuild and expects you to see it. That he is doing it for you. And yet, when you're down at the bottom building yourself up, yes, Kadosh Baruch Hu. But then when you hit more and more success, HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes further and further back in your mind. And then it ends. In the end of days, an interesting thing. Kadosh Baruch Hu allows the nations of the world to destroy us and then punishes them. The question is, why does he punish them if he allowed them to do it? The answer is as follows. And that's the Yisod. Yeah. Kadosh Baruch Hu protects us. The Teva HaDvarim is, the nature of things is, that what we represent is really a threat to the rest of the world. The rest of the world has their culture based on all sorts of things. But the essence of a culture of the world isn't the Bris Mila Kadosh Baruch Hu. We represent, we're a nation, we're a Mamlechas Kohanim V'Goy Kodosh. We're a spiritual nation with spiritual goals, with spiritual values. That's who and what we are. And that idea is very threatening to the rest of the world. Because basically we're saying, how you want to run your lives, we say that's beside the point. Hitler, Yimach Shmo V'Zichro, wrote, he had to get rid of the Jews. The Jews introduced some ideas that are against his idea. His idea is human being is a wild animal. Gonna kill, gonna control, gonna dominate. And Jews introduced into the world the idea of a conscience. That the world is a spiritual world. He said, and as long as there's one Jew alive, I'm not going to get rid of that idea of a conscience. There's the Yetzer Tov in this world. And there's spiritual values in this world. Whether Jews want to understand it or they don't understand it, or they don't want to understand it, there's one thing the world says, that we're different. And that's a threat to their whole way of thinking. And so, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? If we act properly, there's a sort of protective shield. He protects us. If we act improperly, all he does is he removes that protective shield and allows all the wild animals of the world to come and attack us. He doesn't make them attack us. Just removes that protective shield. And of course, the people who do not want to accept the ideal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it's a spiritual world. The wild animals of the world. The Chayos Ra'os of the world. Someday, obviously, they'll be punished. Harninu goyim amo, Rashi says. At the end of days, lo tzan azman yeshabcho ovdei kachom yisraru mashivcho shel umazu. What is the praise of this nation? Shedovku b'kodesh baruch hu b'chol hatlo'ol she'orvu aleihem. That despite everything that happened, we should remain dovok in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. People fell this way, people fell that way, but Klal Yisrael is a nation who survives, the ones who remain dovok in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kidam avodov yikom. And therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu take the comment. V'chiper admoso amo. And then he'll bring us back to Eretz Yisrael. We're given a very overview of Jewish history. Why we owe it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where our destruction comes from, what's going to be in the end of days. Very clear. But it's interesting. It's frightening what's going to happen to us in the middle. Moshe Rabbeinu begins. Yarov kamot elikhi tizal katal imrosi. I want it to sink in like rain, like gentle rain. Because everything that happens is for your benefit. And then, all of a sudden, after he finished, Vechal Moshe Daver Eskol Advarim Eilo Kol Yisrael Vayomer Aleim Simu Levavchem. Simu Levavchem, pay attention. To what? To take the Torah very, very, very seriously. Ki lo dovereku mikem ki hu chayechem. And what are we talking about, Rashi says? Divrei Torah. Don't think, so let's take a look in Rashi. Moshe Shmuz is nothing but just reading Chumash and Rashi. Lo lechinam atem yegeim bo. Don't think the fact that you struggle over a Tosfos is for nothing. Don't think the fact that you invest so much effort in a Rashba is for nothing. Lot of a rake, it's nothing. Ki hu chayechem. After this entire vision of Jewish history, from beginning to end, from the Bria, Tzitzis Mitzrayim, Kabbalah's HaTorah, Eretz Yisrael, Chorban, Geula. What is the life of a Jew? Ki hu chayechem, this is your life. Rashi says, not dovereik. Ein l'cho dovereikom b'Torah. There's nothing in, there's not one word in Torah that's empty of meaning. Every word is full of meaning. Ki hu chayecha. And that is your life. V'adova hazeh, and through this thing, tarichan yom ma'al adama. And you want to know what's going to give security to Eretz Yisrael? Right now, the whole fight. Sheva Bochum in the army, out of the army, halfway in the army. It's a posuk. And because lo v'dov v'rei kumikhen, It's not empty. It's through this limud haTorah that you'll have arichas yomim in Eretz Yisrael that you're going into now. So he's telling them, if you're going into Eretz Yisrael and you want to stay there for a long time, what do? Learn Torah. Learn Torah is the security of Eretz Yisrael. Learn Torah is security for everything. Torah is a shmira. But here the pasuk says, the purpose of Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael is to have the maximal fulfillment of the Torah. And that's only if we omel b'Torah. Hazinu Shabbos Shuva is a very powerful message. It's a powerful message that we create. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us every opportunity. And he gives us the opportunity to create bracha for ourselves or to create klala for ourselves. And if a person throws a boomerang the wrong way and hits him back in the face, he's the one who had a boomerang in his face. Shichei slow lo bonav mumam. It doesn't come from him. It's dor ikesh of salto. When you twist the world's going to bang you back in the face. When you get rid of the protective covering that Kadosh Baruch Hu weaves around Klal Yisrael, their shmiras Torah, mitzvahs, and their brias, and the Torah, the limud haTorah. So what do you expect? All the wild animals of the world are going to come and attack. And then in the end, after HaKadosh Baruch Hu finished, in the end of days, it'll be good. And if you want to know what's going to give you security, it says, understand the unbelievable depth and value of limud haTorah, and that's the only way you're going to get security. As we come to Yom HaDin, mentioned last night, it's a different Yom HaDin for boys in yeshiva. And when I talk about yeshiva, talking about a yeshiva. What is a yeshiva? Yeshiva is not a place to hang around for a few years when you're finishing adolescence, want to come into adulthood, figure what am I going to do with my life. I might as well hang around a yeshiva. I run around the country a little bit, do this a little bit. Yeshiva is a place we come together to build ourselves and to understand what it means to be a Jew, to fashion ourselves and to form ourselves in our most important years. Bialik was a famous, wasn't Nebuch Frum later in his life, but in his youth he was in Volozhin. And when he described his years in Volozhin as a beautiful phrase of what a yeshiva is, a beis hayotzer l'nishmas ha'uma, it's the place where you produce the neshama of the nation. That's what a yeshiva is. And as we proceed to a Yom HaDin, Cheshbon Nefesh, we have to ask ourselves, simple Cheshbon Nefesh. How am I using all those opportunities Kadosh Baruch Hu has given me to fashion myself into a Ben Torah, to become a participant and a member of Mamlechas Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh? How? Because that's the period of life that you're in. You're preparing Me'etz Hashem for the next 120 years of your life. You're building your Torah identity. Some of you will be Zeirich HaDeshiv to Be'etz Hashem Kol Yemei Chaya. others are going out to the world. And right now, benkach ubenkach, you're forming yourself, you're fashioning yourself, you're learning Torah, you're learning tefillah. And you're learning how to daven like a Jew, how to learn like a Jew, how to think like a Jew, how to behave like a Jew. And the Cheshbon Nefesh has to be. Kodesh Baruch Hu is straight. When we're crooked, it boomerangs back in our face. The Cheshbon Nefesh has to be how are we using those opportunities that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us for the purpose that He gave us. He created us for purpose. He perfected our bodies for a purpose. He gave us financial security for a purpose. How are we using that to serve Him and to fulfill the purpose that He did it?